Hello, I'm Ewan, and I was broke as heck until my dad married a billionaire. Now my stepsisters are fighting over me. My dad and I lived in an old trailer. We never really had a permanent home. I grew up on the road, sitting in the passenger seat as my dad took us to wherever he could find a job or a new girlfriend. I never even got to go to school. My dad homeschooled me. Now you might be thinking, well, that sounds like the dream. You don't have to wake up early to catch the bus. But here's the thing. I wished I could go to school so I could make friends. The only other living being I got to talk to besides my dad was our cat. And Lola wasn't a big fan of people. Besides, Dad was awful at teaching, and I really wanted to learn. Thankfully, the internet exists. My dad was a singer, but his career never really took off. So for the most part, he'd just drive to any town that had a bar and he'd do his best to convince whoever ran the place to let him sing for a couple nights. Sometimes it worked out pretty well. Sometimes we went days without food. Until one night, when our fortunes finally changed, Dad was singing at a dilapidated bar in some dusty town we were just passing through. He never expected to get paid. We just needed somewhere to park. But that night, a very special lady was sitting at the bar. Miss Geneva was visiting her grandparents' graves. She came from that tiny ghost town. But now, she was a billionaire thanks to the fact that she was once a well-known beauty queen and a rich producer married her. Miss Geneva took an instant liking to my dad. She couldn't stop gushing about his voice and made a point to stay well after the last people had left the bar. She even hung out with us at our smelly trailer. That night, the two stayed up late exchanging stories and singing along to my dad's guitar. It was the one thing of value that he owned. But that was about to change. In a couple of weeks, we drove to Vegas and Dad married Miss Geneva. From then on, I called her Mom. Our lives changed in an instant. Lucky we stopped at the bar that night, and lucky my new stepmom's old husband had left her a fortune. When we got to our new house, my jaw dropped to the ground. I never understood what rich really meant until I saw her house. So, this is where billionaires live? I didn't even realize I said it out loud until my new stepmom let out a belly laugh. Bless your soul, sweetie. Wait until you see the swimming pool. Oh, I can't wait for you to meet your sisters. Yep, that's right. Apparently my stepmom's old husband also left her with another thing. Another three things, actually. In the blink of an eye, I went from being the only kid to having triplet sisters. When I saw the pool, I was speechless. It really was something. But when I finally met my sisters, I died for a second. Talia, Simone, and Trina were the most beautiful girls I'd ever seen. And when they hugged me to welcome me to the family, I felt like I'd gone to heaven. Now, don't blame me for crushing on my stepsisters. If you could see them, you'd wish you were in my shoes too. I finally got to go to school. And from having literally no friends, I had at least three. Soon enough, Talia, Simone, and Trina also introduced me to their friends, and I got pretty popular thanks to them. And thanks to my life story. Everyone at the school was either born rich or grew up getting rich. Nobody really had any friends who were poor. And so when they met me, all they kept asking me was weird questions. And don't get me wrong, I loved the attention. But most of the time, I wished I could have my stepsisters to myself. Turned out, my sisters thought the same thing. Because only a couple of months later, they started fighting. And they were fighting over me.
But I saw him first, and I introduced myself first. I should be his best friend.
What are you even talking about, Simone? Mom told me about him first.
That doesn't make either of you his best friend. Obviously, I get to have dibs because I'm the oldest.
Oh, shut up, Talia. You're always going on about being the eldest. You're not even that much older. We're literally minutes apart. That was when Mom stepped in.
Now, girls, I know you love your new brother, but I'm sure there's enough of him to go around.
But the girls had been spoiled from birth, and there was no reasoning with them. until finally, Mom gave up and said,
"Well, I think Uwen should decide, shouldn't he?"
And that was when it began. All day, every day, the girls tried to outdo each other. And that competition continued until after high school. Only then, they weren't competing to be my best friend anymore. They were fighting for who got to be my girlfriend. I dated here and there, but it never went anywhere. Mostly because I never could find any other girls who were as beautiful, as feisty, or as loving as my stepsisters. And also because any girl who ever dared come near me was met by three girls who would swiftly shoo them away. When I turned 18, Talia got me a Tesla. And immediately after that, Trina gifted me a horse that cost twice the car. Not to be outdone, Simone surprised me on the same day with a yacht, just because I mentioned one time that I wanted to travel like my dad someday.
Choose!
What?
You have to choose. Who gave you the best birthday gift? Whoever gave you the best birthday gift deserves to be your girlfriend.
I really don't think I should decide based on that.
Then what?
I think my girlfriend should be someone who knows me inside and out.
And I think... Say no more! Girls, may the best triplet win!
A week later, I opened my bedroom door to find the most expensive PC I'd ever seen. And attached to it was a note from Simone.
Here's for your gaming needs. You like games, don't you? It comes preloaded with all the games on your Steam wishlist. Enjoy! And I hope this proves that I know you the most.
Then, a couple of days later, I saw the biggest, most blinged out, coolest RV I'd ever seen in my life parked outside the house with my name on it. When I went to check inside, a video message from Talia began to play.
Congrats on your new RV! I realized I was wrong to give you a simpler supercar last time. You said you wanted to travel like your dad. And I realize now you wanted to travel the same way your dad did. So, here's something that will give you the same experience, but in full-on luxury style. I even had them install a hot tub on the roof, so you can enjoy a soak while looking at the stars. Now, why don't you schedule a romantic getaway with me? I obviously win, right?
That was when the video cut off. And that was when Trina's gift arrived, too. It was a very fancy limo with a driver and a butler. At first, I thought that was the gift itself, but the butler laughed and he just guided me into the limo, saying that my gift was waiting outside the estate. 5 minutes later, I saw Trina waiting for me at the airstrip. Her gift was a jet, and an entire crew to help me fly around the world. Something I'd only thought was a far-off dream when I was a kid. Simone and Talia were there too. And they were not happy that their sister clearly outdid them with the grand gestures.
Just because you gave him the most expensive thing doesn't mean you win.
Yeah, Talia's right. Then they all turned to me.
So?
So
who won?
I don't know. You really don't have to give me any of these. I can't choose. That made my stepsisters mad.
Then you'll have to pay us back.
Pay you back?
Yes, pay us back for all these gifts. Make a decision or pay us back.
My stepmom was rich. My sisters were rich. But not me. I just lived with them, so all I could say was,
how? You'll be our servant. For a year. And after that, you're gonna have to make a decision.
That was how I got hired as my stepsister's servant. It was my turn to spoil them, and the only way I could. I didn't really get paid, but whatever I did for them, they deducted an amount from the money they spent on my gifts. It was $1,000 for taking them out on a date, $2,000 for making them breakfast. When I drove them around town, it was $5,000, and for holding their hands in public, $50,000. Whenever they'd kiss me, they'd deduct $100,000 from my debt. I did their laundry, I packed their lunches, and they made me read them bedtime stories so they could sleep. And in a year, I'd worked off all my debt.